judgment seat of Christ. Here the Bible is trying to tell us that we are not meant to judge anyone, because we are not meant to put judgment on anyone, because God is the judge. One day, everybody will sit at the throne, and every works, both hidden and unknown, will be exposed and be judged upon. Now, Uma can only judge both on your own knowledge, and you only judge based on the understanding you have. But there are some things that God said that no man can ever see. The motive behind what to do, God will judge it. But man will never know the motive. They will only judge based on what to see. That's why the Bible is trying to tell us that we should not judge anyone. We shouldn't. And the next verse says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." And to considering the topic, here the Bible says, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." That is the truth. Whatsoever we do. Now we're talking about dressing, Christian dressing. Your motive behind your dressing as a Christian will be judged one day. Your motive behind everything will be judged one day. That's the reason why the Bible says we shouldn't judge anyone, because the day of judgment is coming and everybody will give account. So we should always bear this thing in mind, that whatever I'm doing, either known or unknown, there will be account for it. Nothing is hidden before the master, because the day everything will be exposed. And 13 says, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." That's what God has given us. Our duty is not to judge, but our duty here is that the Bible says, "No man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." We should be very, very careful. Let's open to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, "But take heed lest any by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." Truly, we always say something, that there's freedom for everything. But we should always bear in mind that the judgment of God, the words of God says, be careful of the freedom that we have. I have my body, I have this. But we should always be very careful. I own my mouth, I can talk. I own my mind, I can think. Let us bear in mind that a day is coming, a day of judgment, that will give account of everything, and nothing is hidden. So we should always bear in mind, so that we will not be the one that will destroy the work that the master has done. Our own is to continue the work. The Bible says something, that I'm sending you among the Gentile to show forth the light. We are made for his glory. We are made for his honor. And that's what we're called for. Some of us, we just think, you know, there's some things that really, something that happening. As a Christian, we think we're more than, you know, holy of holiest. No. You are there to show the example, the light. And then before you can do that, we have to bring ourselves so low, so that people can be able, not too low to sin, but low to glorify.